gleefully. Inappropriate. Awful. Not funny, really. But after all, Lucy was 10 at the time, and her childish, rapid-fire voice is suddenly in my head as I step away from decomposing blood that is brownish-red with watery yellow edges on the white marble floor. The stench seems to darken and dirty the air, and flies are like a legion of tiny, whiny demons sent by Beelzebub. Death is greedy and ugly. It assaults our senses. It sets off every alarm in our cells, threatening us with our very lives. Be careful. Stay away. Run for the hills. Your turn could be next. We're programmed to find dead bodies off-putting and repulsive, to avoid them literally like the plague. But embedded in this hardwired survival instinct is a rare exemption that is necessary to keep the tribe healthy and safe. A select few of us come into this world not bothered by gruesomeness. In fact, we're drawn to it, fascinated, intrigued, and it's a good thing. Someone has to warn and protect those left behind. Someone has to take care of painful unpleasantness, to figure out the why, how, and who, and properly dispose of rotting remains before